Saskatoon, one of the worthy recipients of the 2024 Governor General Awards in Visual and Media Arts, announced March 6 by the Canada Council for the Arts include Saskatoon's Michelle Jacques. Interesting to note that 75% of this year's cohort consists of women, with a significant one-third represented by Indigenous artists. Each winning Canadian artist receives $25,000 for their contribution to the arts. As well, they will receive a special edition medallion produced by the Royal Canadian Mint, in addition to their unique pieces officially submitted and on display at the National Gallery of Canada. The press release that accompanied the announcement showcases Michelle Jacques' history in the arts. She is a visionary visual arts curator committed to creating innovative points of entry to the museum space with a distinguished 30-year career in museums across Canada. Her recent projects include Meanwhile, Anytime, short reflection on the history of Black artists at the AGO, featured in Moving the Museum, Indigenous plus Canadian Art at the AGO, 2023. Notably, she co-produced and curated Denise Thomaso's Just Beyond, with Sally Frater and Renee van der Voort at Rimé Modern and the Art Gallery of Ontario, 2022. Michelle goes beyond her curatorial achievements by mentoring emerging curators and teaching art history and curatorial studies at various universities. Originally from Toronto, Michelle currently resides in Saskatoon, serving as the Director of Exhibitions and Collections and Chief Curator at Rimé Modern. Nominated by peers and selected by an independent peer jury of senior visual and media arts professions, Saskatoon resident, Michelle Jacques says she is honored to be awarded a Governor General Award for her work. Her particular award was for outstanding contribution, which is given to an individual or group of individuals who have made an exception contribution to visual arts, media arts or fine crafts in a volunteer or professional capacity. Jacques began her curatorial career in 1995 at the Art Gallery of Ontario, located in Toronto. "I studied art history at Queen's University, Kingston, earning a BA with honors, as well as studies at York University in Toronto, earning a MA," said Jacques. "The work of a curator, on any given day, is diverse. I conceive and develop exhibitions, write about art, help to build and care for the museum's collection, and engage with art, artists and communities. I also answer emails, pay bills, and attend a lot of meetings. The curator's role is both practical and creative." While Jacques has worked most of her career at public art museums in Canada, she currently works at Rimé Modern, a museum of modern and contemporary art in Saskatoon. Some of the work that was part of Jacques' selection includes co-curator, with Sally Frater and Renee van der Voort, of the exhibition Denise Thomaso's Just Beyond, co-produced by the Art Gallery of Ontario and Rimé Modern and currently on view at Vancouver Art Gallery until April 1 and traveling to the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, Halifax, and The Rooms, St. John's, Newfoundland, later this year. Jacques adds, "I also have several upcoming projects at Rimé Modern." Reflecting on this prestigious honor, Jacques responds saying, "I think I received the award because of decades of perseverance and the slow burn of a long career, rather than one particular project." Advice to those thinking of or pursuing their passion in visual and media arts, Jacques says, "Lean into the remarkable community that the visual and media arts offers. These relationships will feed your work, lead to collaboration and opportunity, and provide a cushion when things get tough. At least this is what I have found." A career highlight, noted by Jacques, is working on Denise Thomaso's Just Beyond with co-curators and the Art Gallery of Ontario and Rimé Modern teams were affirmed as a career highlight. Something extra special was the experience of bringing the exhibition to Rimé Modern in Saskatoon and celebrating its opening with Denise's family, friends, supporters, and the local arts community. Denise Thomaso's, 1964-2012, passed away much too young, and did not receive all of the attention she deserved in her lifetime. "It has been wonderful to see this project move from city to city and the appreciation for her work grow wider and deeper," said Jacques. "I am deeply honored to have received this award. Curatorial studies programs were just emerging as I started my graduate studies in art history, so curating is something that I learned on the job. I'm indebted to everyone who gave me opportunities and support in those early years, and I'm happy to be in a place where I can carry forward support for younger generations of curators.